This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Former police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted Tuesday of all charges, including murder and the death of George Floyd. The highest-profile U.S. police trial in decades saw the jury deliberate for about 10 hours over 2 days. The former police officer, a white man, was seen kneeling on the neck of Floyd, a black man, in video of the arrest last May. Chauvin left the courtroom in handcuffs and could be sent to prison for decades. Crowds are celebrating in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a city that waited for the verdict with high security and protesters downtown. Floyd's arrest led to global outrage and sometimes violent protests in the U.S. last summer. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with the family of George Floyd to offer support, the White House said Tuesday before the verdict. He says he told the family he was praying for the right verdict. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters the president was certainly not looking to influence the trial. A top U.S. general says he's concerned about the Taliban as the United States removes all troops from Afghanistan in the coming months. The head of the U.S. Central Command, Marine General Frank McKenzie, told lawmakers Tuesday he has grave doubts about the Taliban's relatability as a negotiating partner. There are concerns the country could erupt into a full-scale civil war or even fuel terrorists who could plan attacks on U.S. and other targets. The Taliban ruled Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001 before the 20-year war. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.